This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As we wait for lawmakers to decide about cutting public school funding, higher education and healthcare, and raising the sales tax while limiting personal income tax exemptions, perhaps it's time to acknowledge the elephant in the room.
The net corporate collections minus $210 million.
Legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht has said it looks like the state will continue to pay out more to business than it collects from them. There are a number of ways corporations get state tax rebates. One of those is known as vendor compensation.
When you remit your sales tax, there's a line item that allows you a percentage of that sales tax back to you.
Bogalusa Representative Melinda White has a bill to cap, not do away with, what amounts to a discount for businesses remitting sales tax collections on time.
When it was created years ago, we did everything with pen and paper, and it was very cumbersome. You had to hire a lot of bookkeepers. In today's world of technologies and submitting online within minutes, there's no longer a need for the state to pay that amount of money out of our sales taxes.
The business community is objecting. Tim Stein, chief financial officer of Stein Lumber Company, testified the vendor compensation is still needed for training personnel.
We've got to teach everybody in every location how to understand what a sales tax exemption so they can go in, hit the right button so we charge the right proper sales tax.
House Bill 43 is set to be heard by the full Senate this evening, along with another bill to require retailers to submit their sales tax collections 2 weeks earlier than they currently do. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.